From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Syrian military spokesman says the government army has recaptured the town of Palmyra from Islamic State militants. He says the government is now in control of the whole city. Media reports say one of the suspects in the killing of the estranged half-brother of North Korea's leader has been released from a detention center and driven away in a convoy. It is believed that he will be deported. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol had been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim Jong-nam at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia's attorney general said that Ri would be released because there is not enough evidence against him. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday visited a Virginia shipyard to tour the most expensive warship ever built, a high-profile event showcasing his pledge this week to dramatically boost U.S. military spending.
This is American craftsmanship at its biggest, at its best, at its finest. American workers are the greatest anywhere in the world.
The president spoke in Newport News, Virginia, aboard the $13 billion USS Gerald R. Ford. The carrier shifts from steam to electrical power and will be equipped with the latest weaponry, communications, and operating systems. It is expected to be commissioned later this year. Federal law enforcement agents have searched three facilities of the American heavy equipment manufacturer Caterpillar Incorporated in the U.S. Midwest. Caterpillar says it is cooperating with law enforcement and that the search was part of an Internal Revenue Service investigation into profits the company earned by a Switzerland-based parts subsidiary. This is VOA News.